If you can't think it, if you can't visualize it, if you can't get a picture of it in your mind, and the only picture you can get in your mind, the only energy that you're putting into your life is on what's impossible, is on what you can't do, is on what always has been, is on what everyone else has always told you, then regardless of whether you like it or not, you will continue to attract what you can't do, what always has been, what is, into your life. You have to make an incredible shift here and have an open mind and invite in the potentiality for virtually anything to show up in your life. The second part of this is the word attachment. Having a mind that is open to everything is one thing, but attached nowhere. An attachment, I wrote a book a few years ago called You'll See It When You Believe It, and there's an entire chapter in there called Detachment. And one of the things that Maslow said and taught us is that self-actualizing people are living their life detached from outcome. Detached from outcome. And detached from outcome means that I don't do what I do because of what might show up for me. I'm not motivated by being famous. I'm not motivated by making money. I'm not motivated by other people's approval. I'm motivated by doing what I love and loving what I do, which I'll be talking about in the second principle. And it's the process of doing it and living it and loving it that appeals the most. And it's very difficult in a world which says that you are what you have and you are what you do and you are your accomplishments and your achievements and your acquisitions when you begin to evaluate yourself on the basis of all of these kinds of things. Then attracting those kinds of things becomes the almost paramount motivator of our lives. But to shift away from that, to understand what Thoreau wrote about back there in Concord, Massachusetts, at Walden Pond, when he defined success as advancing confidently in the direction of your own dreams and endeavoring to live the life which you have imagined, then you will meet with a success. Unexpected in common hours. And it's one of the most difficult things in Western civilization to get people to understand is that doing what you love and loving what you do is its own reward, and that whatever the universe provides for you in the way of outcome is what you accept. It's fine. So that what you are motivated by is a sense of peace and fulfillment and awareness that I'm doing what I love and loving what I do. And one of the places where attachment shows up most profoundly is in our relationships. That we begin to believe that who we are and our happiness is based upon another person or my family. And there's a wonderful writer who passed away a few years back. His name was Anthony DeMello, and he was he lived in India, and he was a Catholic priest. And if you ever heard any of his tapes or read any of his books, he's very, very entertaining, tells great stories. I recommend that you get to know him, Anthony DeMello, D-E-M-E-L-L-O. And read some of his books and read some of the stories and even hear some of his tapes. He's a wonderful speaker, brilliant man. He wrote a book called The Way to Love, a little book. You can carry it around in your pocket, literally that small. You can carry it in your back pocket, The Way to Love. And he suggests most of his life was about trying to teach his patients and parishioners and people who would listen to him about attachment. He said the source of all unhappiness in the world is attachment. That if you could learn to detach